Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by AnaBots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. We have 100% free options and low cost options to fit any budget. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Rick de la Rata. I'm sorry, I had to get some air here. Today's guest is Rick de la Rata. He is the representative of Jazz for Peace. He provides empowerment grants, sustainable funding, and advocacy for nonprofits, artists, and all outstanding causes worldwide for over a decade to enable them to be more productive and successful. Love it. So, Rick, welcome to the show.
From Thank your perspective, you so much. Thank you so much, Anna. Glad to be here.
Awesome. I love having you in Basic Business AI. So from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
Well, you know, one very simple way is this new book. It's called Paving the Path for Peace Through Music, The Amazing Story of Rick de la Rata and Jazz for Peace. And as you can see at the bottom, the author, Deborah R. Ceritelli, was a Jazz for Peace volunteer, or is a Jazz for Peace volunteer. And she had been a volunteer for quite some time. And a friend of mine, because I ski a lot and I was skiing in the mountains of Utah, and a ski friend of mine said, you know, this AI thing, you really got to check it out. He said, you know, you could write a book with it. Why don't you write a book? You should really write a book. Jazz for Peace should be a book, and all this stuff badgering me. And then I said, well, you know what? Maybe you're right. And so I thought, but who the heck would, you know, would do that? So I contacted one of our volunteers who had written an article. She wrote an article about Jazz for Peace. But the amazing thing was it was published by allaboutjazz.com. And for whatever reason, she got over 12,000 views on the article, which normally you get a few hundred on that website if you put an article up there, you know. She got 12,000. So I said, listen, you know, my told her the story. I said, what do you think? Would you be interested? And she was playing around with this thing called Genie. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's an AI app. Mm-hmm. AI app called Genie. So she said you can gather. So she used it to gather the information because you know, she needed a lot of information to go through it and figure out what you want to do for the book. So she used AI to assist her to be able to go from an article to an entire book about the story of Jazz for Peace.
Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome. And you know what? Most people just use it for ChatGPT. How can I do this? ChatGPT, help me write my Facebook post. But to write a whole book?
Yes, a whole book. So what she would do is, you know, a chapter, she would like music in the schools, you know, that's a chapter of Jazz for Peace. So she would say the chapter into Genie, and Genie would bring up all this stuff that it had gathered from all over the internet of me performing in the schools. Then she would be able to cherry pick and move this and do this and blah, 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 you know, and it would talk about it. And so she would be able to take, you know, we even have one called Ski Bums for Peace, and somehow, you know, it took ski stories. It was able to find ski stories of me, you know, and all over in Utah, all over these crazy mountains. But, you know, rhythm and harmony. This is about my music, my Brazilian influences, because I'm influenced by Brazilian music. So she would ask it, how was Rick de la Rata influenced by Brazilian music? And then it would bring up these great Brazilian musicians that I played with. You know, he played with this one, he played with that, he played in this band. Oh my God, I didn't know you played in that famous Brazilian band. I did. We were the house band at SOBs, you know, all that kind of stuff. And she started being able to gather information to put in the book. Gee, I don't know about that, but I'll put this in. And so she was able to, you know, formulate the book. And then, you know, with my a little bit of assistance and overview, the jazz singer, you know, things like that. These are all, what do you call, chapters that she would ask a question to ChatGPT about you know, information for that chapter, and it would dig up information that I didn't even know about, or I had forgotten about. I probably wouldn't have even been able to tell her myself about some of this stuff, because, you know, there's so many things I had done over the years, you forget about this, that, and the other. And she was able to say, oh, wow, that's interesting. I forgot about that. I'm so glad you're putting that in there, stuff like that.
Oh, wow. And you know what? You touched this point is very important to remember. Some people can ask the machine to do something and then they would just copy and paste. And the machine is not here to do it for you. It's here to help you think, to help you with your creativity, you know?
Exactly.
To feed you back. And what you mentioned that she was doing of just asking the question, getting all this information and just like moving it around and rearranging it to make a whole book about you. I think
exactly.
That was,
and she could even ask me questions about it, like, what was this thing I just got about this or that? And, you know, I would answer and, you know, could if I could elaborate or anything like that. So in other words, you know, ChatGPT wasn't the only thing, but it was an important piece of the puzzle. And sometimes I'll give an example, the foreword to the book, which you can actually read for free at Amazon. I think the foreword is up there, or you could go jazzforpeace.org/foreword.pdf. I wrote the foreword, but if you go towards the end of the foreword, there's some just general wording that ChatGPT, she got from ChatGPT. So you'll see a story that, but then you'll see like this kind of elaborate kind of wording. And that's ChatGPT explaining some of the elaborate, you know, some of those intricacies better than I could, whereas I was more like first person type of storytelling. So you have that combination in that chapter.
I love this story, and I love how you guys have been able to use AI for your organization and for everything that you're doing, and to tell the stories of what everything you've done. I love it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, she was able, because she knew I had done things, but she didn't know a lot of the intricacies and details from it. And ChatGPT was like, you can ask you know, tell me about Jazz for Peace in Pakistan, you know? Well, she didn't go to Pakistan because, you know, she'd have been kind of be a risky thing for her to do. I mean, let me take the risk. But, you know, she was able to find out about it better that way, you know, from in terms of things that happened there that maybe I, you know, didn't, you know, I just had my own personal story, but she was now able to gather information from, you know, a large, vast amount of resources. You see what I mean?
Yes. So in your opinion, like let's get a little tactical here. What would be a practical application that you would use for your business with AI?
Well, I believe that there are more. What I would love to do is just repeat the way that we were able to incorporate it in a human way. I would like to repeat that with other kinds of situations, you know? So that's what I would really like to do if I could find more ways in which, instead of replacing you, it's complementing you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that phrase. Instead of replacing you, it's complementing you. Yes. It's enhancing our powers.
Right.
So, Rick, tell us about who you serve and how can people reach out to you?
Well, you know, a great way to reach out to Jazz for Peace is our simple generic email address, because we want to let anyone have an opportunity to contact us. And that's info@jazzforpeace.org. Just info@JAZZFORPEACE.org. And of course, that gives you our website, which is jazzforpeace.org. Of course, if you want to just find out about me, there's rickdelarada.com. A kind of interesting way that people have been doing lately is they'll type in Rick Delarada famous quote into Google, and a famous quote will come up that I said, and then sometimes that will give them interesting things that, you know, we didn't know. A really great way, honestly, is to grab this book, especially now that it's out on Kindle. That, I mean, if I was going to give you one, the best way of all, it would be this, because you would know things about us that would help you help an outstanding cause, or help you if you were related to an outstanding cause, and you could contact us and say, hey, I'm interested in fundraising for my outstanding cause, and I have the book. We would be off to the races, because there's little things in there that we can keep you focused on. Like, listen, don't think about the VIP, you know, don't think about the chandelier or this or that. think about page 72, because that's where we're at in the process.
Amazing. How can we get the book?
Well, Amazon. So, I mean, the easiest way, I'm sure it's available at a few different places, but Amazon.com, type in Paving the Path for Peace Through Music. That should be enough. But of course, The Amazing Story of Rick Delarod and Jazz for Peace is the whole title. Deborah R. Saratelli is the author. But I'm just guessing if you type in, you know, Paving the Path for Peace Through Music, you'll be there for sure. If you forget everything and type in book about Jazz for Peace, I don't know, but I like to cross my fingers and hope you'll find it on Amazon somehow or other. Again, if you have a problem, info@jazzforpeace.org, we'll immediately send you the link.
Awesome. And then I know that you have a piece to play for us.
You know, I can play anything for you, but I was just thinking, because you speak Spanish, right? Is that true?
That is true.
Well, I'm going to play a song that's from Brazil. It was written by a great Brazilian composer named Ivan Lins. I sing some songs in Portuguese, but this song actually has English words, and it's called The Island. So I'm just kind of switching things up because of your, you know, on the fly here with your Spanish speaking capabilities. So I hope you'll like the flavor of this song. Oh, I have to do this. I have to turn this on. Okay. This is something you have to do for that makes the sound okay. Make believe we've landed on a desert island. Bathe me in the waters, warm me in the moonlight, taste me with your kisses, find the secret places, touch me till I tremble, free my wings for flying and catch me while I'm falling. Keep your arms around me like there's no tomorrow. Let me know you love me on our little island. Not a soul can see us. Love you, teach me how to please you, lay your dreams beside me, only stars will listen to our cries and whispers. You were made to love me and I was made to love you. Yourself inside me, make it last forever. I can see the island shining in the distance. Now we're getting closer. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Oh, hold on. Let me fix that. There you go. Sorry about
that. Awesome. Thank you so much. That was great.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Rick Del Rata, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting rickdelarata.com or jazzforpeace.org. Also, go get the book, Paving the Path for Peace Through Music. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you in a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.